Now, the essence of this absolute bodhicitta is very beautifully expressed in certain Tibetan verses. These verses have never been published. They were privately translated some time ago. They are part of a sadhana, that is a course of spiritual practice, which is known as the Confounder of Hell. And the Confounder of Hell is one of the titles of Vajrasattva. And this particular practice is a form, or part of a form, of Vajrasattva Yoga. The text, both the main text and the condensed version, were translated in Kalimpong, as it so happens, almost exactly 10 years ago, within a matter almost of days. And I'm going to read these verses, because they give one a very good idea, so far as one can have an idea at all about the nature, the content of the absolute bodhicitta. They start off with a sort of mantra-like exclamation, about which I'll say a word first. And the mantra-like exclamation is A-ma-o, which is sometimes pronounced quickly as a single word, A-ma-o, like that. And it comes at the beginning of certain verses or certain things to be recited in the Tibetan tradition, and it's meant to express extreme wonder. You remember Plato said that philosophy begins with a sense of wonder. So one might even say the spiritual life begins with a sense of wonder when you come into contact with, when you come across anything numinous, transcendent, overwhelming, overpowering. Your reaction is one of wonder and astonishment. You're impressed, as I say, almost overwhelmed by that. So the verse, each of the verses starts in this way with this exclamation of wonder and astonishment at the vision, as it were, of the absolute bodhicitta, which is about to dawn on one. So, Emao, dharma, wondrous strange, profoundest mystery of the perfect ones. Within the birthless, all things take their birth. Yet in what's born, there is no birth. Emo, dharma wondrous strange, profoundest mystery of the perfect ones. Within the ceaseless, all things cease to be. Yet in that ceasing, nothing ceases. Emo, dharma wondrous strange, profoundest mystery of the perfect ones. Within the non-abiding, all abides. Yet thus abiding, there abideth naught. Emo, dharma wondrous strange, profoundest mystery of the perfect ones. In non-perception, everything's perceived. Yet this perceiving's quite perceptionless. Emo, dharma wondrous strange, profoundest mystery of the perfect ones. In the unmoving, all things come and go. Yet in that movement, nothing ever moves. So these are the verses expressing the essence, as far as it can be expressed, of the absolute bodhicitta. And these verses are to be recited and meditated upon in the course of one of these forms of the Vajrasattva Yoga. They represent, as you can see, as you can understand, two different aspects of reality. They bring together, they juxtapose in a single vision. They blend, if you like, without confusing, two different aspects of reality. Reality as existing out of time, in, as it were, eternity, and reality is progressively revealed in time.